Robert Schumann, a real romantic. Obviously, he was one of the great musicians, but what he tried to do was to capture the moment in music. And so that, for instance, in all his piano suites, you have the persona of either Eusebius or Florestan caught in a moment in time. And you feel the yearning, the passion, the longing that was part of the romantic ideal.
And Eusebius and Florestan, these are very important characters for Schumann. Who are they?
I think his alter ego, Eusebius, is the delicate one, and Florestan is the very passionate, assertive one, and they're in much of the music. Now, for instance, a piece that I'm taking on tour now, the Kinderscenen, has none of that. They're involved with a child, the scenes from childhood, and I think they're a perception of the way the child looks at the world. And the child, actually, I think, is a young Robert Schumann, because he's very serious. He's daydreaming much of the time. He's passionate. He's adventurous. Pretty much the ways you would describe Robert Schumann, but taken from a child's point of view, very serious.
Did he write metronome markings in his scenes of childhood?
Yes. This is the only indication of speed, because he doesn't write allegro, andante, adagio, nothing in these pieces. He, I guess, decided that this would be more exact. But the trouble with it is nobody took it seriously, including his own wife, who published an edition completely contradicting all of his metronome markings, except, I think, the first one, which they both wrote at the same tempo, and nobody, literally nobody, plays it at that tempo.
This was Clara Schumann, one of the great pianists of her time,
and
the
been.
Wife of Robert Schumann. So do you pay any attention to those markings?
I try to. I mean, up to a point. I give you an example. There is, in the sense that if the piece is written in the same tempo, I try to take it as in the same tempo, regardless what that tempo is. For instance, there's the third piece, I think it is. It's called, well, we would translate it in English as tag. Hashiman is in, but that was the game that people, the kids would play. They would tag each other. You can hear it. You hear the tagging. The piece after it is very controversial because it's written in the same metronome marking. So it should be fast. It's Bitten des Kind, which pleading child, and it goes like this. You can hear almost the sniffles of the child in the middle voice. I think the kid lost at the tag just before the game before. But Clara already has it much slower, so it becomes this. And I think that's infused with an adult sympathy for the child. But I don't think the child feels that. And I think this piece is always from the point of view of the child.
What about the piece that's in this collection called Träumerei? How do you approach that one?
Now, it's interesting. That, which could possibly be translated as dreaming, that has a very fast, perhaps too fast, metronome from Schumann. And his wife is also fast, but not quite as fast. But I play it as daydreaming. In other words, so that it goes to a faster tempo, because not all of those notes at the beginning, for instance, which goes like this. Sometimes it's played very slowly, so it's very expressive. I think that takes dreaming into the adult world, and it's really, that's a dream of sleep. I don't think this is sleep. I think this is very much Robert Schumann, the young Robert Schumann, daydreaming and imagining different worlds.
Could you play the piece for us?
Sure.
Träumerei from the Scenes of Childhood by Robert Schumann, played for us by our guest, Murray Pariah.
Thank you.
Träumerei from the Kinderszenen, the Scenes of Childhood by Robert Schumann. Murray Pariah joining us at the piano in NPR Studio 4A. Beautiful performance. And your version does move a little more quickly than most I've heard.
Yes, I can't quite do 100 to the quarter, but I try.
You know, and even when you were trying to demonstrate the way some people play it slowly, I think I've heard people play it twice as slowly.
Very possibly. No, there's nothing wrong in it as such. It's just, and there are many different ways of playing a piece. It's just not what his metronome was. And people might say that the metronome is busted or not quite right or whatever, and not a real reliable guide. But I think it tells us something, even if it's not exact. It tells us something of what he wanted. And I think it's worthwhile to try.